Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you going to tell me I'm wrong about Cousins or Wentz? Do you think I think Wentz is better than Cousins. That's just me. I think there's no way that guy's worth $84 million. Honestly, he's not worth $8 million.
No, I don't believe that he is either. I think that Brian kind of said it perfectly. He's good if you need a fantasy quarterback. I'm not kidding. I mean, it just seems like there are some days where, but he hasn't even had a year like that in Minnesota. With the Skins, at least he did that. I don't know. I don't know where, and he has weapons too, which is, you know, Diggs and Thielen are good wide receivers. He just doesn't get it done when it matters. He wasn't worth the money to me.
No, and what about Wentz? Do you think, because I've had this conversation with you guys a million times, you know I'm trying to sell you on, he'll never get to another Super Bowl.
Well,
he had his chance, and it went through his fingers, and you think, oh, don't worry, I got my whole career in front of me. I'll be fine. I'll get back to it, and then you never sniff it again.
I'll tell you what he really better hope. He better hope that Nick Foles doesn't beat the Rams on Sunday night. He better hope that, okay? Because, and then he gets them on a little roll, wins the last three games. Starts to become last year all over again.
And then he's done.
You watch.
So what did you think when you heard he wasn't going to play this week, Mafia Wentz, that he's done?
I was really surprised when I heard that. I mean, I didn't think that we saw anything in the games or anything that came out in the immediate aftermath of that game on Sunday that would make you think that he's out. And then all of a sudden they're talking about this back. You know, something new. It wasn't something with the knee. So I was very surprised to see that and to see that he might not play the last three games. I mean, I guess that makes sense if they're out. You don't want to risk the guy, but I mean, you figure he'd want to be out there and prove that he is who he was before and that this knee hasn't taken him out and completely changed his career, because so far this year, hasn't shown that he's the same guy at all, like you've said. Like Ed was talking about, he's locking in on Ertz. He's not finding these other guys. I know they've had problems in the backfield. He's not getting a running game to support him, but still, this guy was an MVP, you know, caliber candidate until he got hurt last year, and he's just been completely different coming back.
So it was against – didn't he injure his knee against the Rams? Wasn't
trying to run it in.
Right, so
he's diving for the touchdown and blew it out.
When he tore two ligaments in his left knee, how weird they're playing him again. It was the 13th game of the season. They're playing him again in L.A. this week. It doesn't sound like he's going to be playing in that game, but I don't think anyone knows for sure. But have they named Foles the starter?
They have not, but people that, you know, usually are right say that Foles is going to play on Sunday.
Wentz is 23-17 as a starter. He's thrown 54 of the 70 career touchdown passes in the last 24 games. He has 28 career interceptions and a completion rate of 63%. And now he's got an injury history.
That's very weird how you're hitting these, you know, almost conflicting reports, the way that it goes from he might not play on Sunday to he's not going to play the rest of the year. Well, if there's a chance he's going to play on Sunday, how can you say right now that it might keep him out the rest of the year? Like, isn't it a week-by-week thing then? How are they jumping to conclusions like that so easily?
I don't know. All I know is their season's over. Like, does anyone really believe that the Eagles and Vikings are going anywhere?
Which could be another reason why, even if the injury maybe isn't that bad, they don't play him the rest of the year anyway. Because they might have brought him back a little too fast this year to begin with. Just get a head start on getting ready for what hopefully will be a healthy start to 2019.
I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I will say this. The Brandon Marshall release, not that it matters because he's finished too. He's washed. I know this guy continues to hang on and keep getting jobs. Every time he gets cut, he gets picked up by somebody. Every 5 minutes, he's literally played for every team in the NFL in the last 12 months. This guy needs to get a clue. Bro, you are finished. It's over. Stop already. Christ almighty. Did you hear the story tonight that he's just missing the playoffs? The guy has never played in a playoff game. Now
He wasn't going to play in one this year either.
He wasn't going to play in that game either. But you can blame anyone you want. The bottom line is, here's another guy that he had all the talent in the world. There's no doubt, right? But he, in my opinion, never amounted to a hill of beans. I mean, he was just all hype. They had him on television shows. He was the most controversial. He talked a lot. He was very opinionated, very entertaining. Remember, he was on Inside the NFL. They gave him everything. This guy got everything, and he's all over the place. But meanwhile, he never did jack shack in the NFL. I don't care what anybody says. He never mattered once. He doesn't matter now, and he needs to go away.
Look, I he had some really good seasons. I can't completely fault him for never being in the playoffs. It's not his, you know.
Like I said, it's not his fault that he never made the playoffs, but it is strange that, a guy with that much talent
never made it. Followed
him
around from Denver to Miami, I mean, Chicago, the Jets. I mean, it followed him everywhere. You could say that. Not all his fault. He did have some really huge years, but he's been hanging on here.
Is he not done?
He's done.
I mean, my God, shouldn't there just be, like, when you finally get to the easy pass window and your card doesn't work, the gate closes on you and your career's over? It's like, why does he keep getting jobs? It's the same thing. It's no different than every year we keep hearing how T.O. and Ocho Farelico want jobs, right? They still think they can play, right? And Jerry Rice, he's another one, right? But he's only done it kind of once. But I've seen the other guys do it every year. T.O. still thinks he can be playing. And, you know, all these guys that retire think they – Ocho Farelico, he thinks he can play too. Great. That's fantastic. Go play in the American Alliance or whatever. Go play in the XFL because they're done. They're done in the NFL. It's over. And the other thing, this Kaepernick guy, they keep bringing him up every time the wind blows. He's not playing in the NFL anymore. That's it. It's over. They got rid of him because he was an activist, because he was a controversial protester, and the owners, I believe firmly, colluded against him to wipe his ass out of the NFL. There's no getting around it. There is no way you can convince me that they did not conspire to get rid of that guy all in. They all said, we're not giving him a job. That's it. Boom. And don't tell me those owners aren't all friends. They're all billionaire boys club. They all spend every waning moment together in their world, in their business. It's a cocoon of billionaires. Do you think they listen to the help? I mean, honestly, for God's sakes. And here's another one. Lamar Jackson gets the start over Joe Flacco for the Ravens against the Buccaneers. Joe Flacco's done being the quarterback for the Ravens. That's over. Why do they keep trying to, like, what, he's active? He's going to back him up? Who cares? He's finished as the starter for the Baltimore Ravens. It's a very sad ending to the story, is it not? I mean, the guy won the Super Bowl. He's a rock star, got all that money, and now he doesn't even, like, play, right? So that's the end of him. He was injured. Doesn't matter. They were going to, I believe, they were going to bench him anyway, right? I think they were going to bring Lamar Jackson in anyway at some point. The day that he had a bad game, the first bad game he had where he literally had a bad game, that was it. They were going to bring Lamar Jackson in the next week. That was it. It was over. They were going to give him his crack at some point, weren't they? You remember when they kept saying Eli Manning's one more bad loss away from being done? They'll never play him again as long as he lives. It's the same thing with Flacco. They're done with him.
Yeah, the clock was ticking on him the moment they drafted Lamar Jackson. Once they brought him to the team, that clock was running out of sand.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.